Track 11. Unit 2. Listening. Exercise 7.
Hello?
Hi, Clive, is that you?
Yes, hi, Debbie.
Did you manage to see those candidates for our expedition?
Yes, I did. And there was an extra one who was quite a surprise. You know, he hadn't applied and he just turned up out of the blue. So we haven't got any details for him.
Really? Tell me about him.
OK, and you can take some notes. Then we'll see what we think.
Fine.
First, he's called Sanjay Debashi.
OK. Sanjay is spelled S-A-N-J-A-Y, right?
Correct. And Dubashi is D-U-B-A-S-H-I.
D-U-B-A-S-H-I. Fine, thanks. I'm just getting that down. And did you find out how old he is?
Sure, he's round about our age, you know. Well, a couple of years older. He's 27. Quite a big man, quite muscular, impressive, with a big moustache.
And what does he do?
Well, actually, he just says he's an office worker, you know, just one of those people with quite a routine job in an office.
Doesn't sound like he finds his job very interesting. Has he got any experience, do you know, of going off to remote places on foot?
Yes, he's been all over the place. He was telling me all about a trip he made in a Land Rover across Central Africa from one side to the other, which sounded pretty exciting and dangerous.
Great! I think it would be really interesting to cross Central Africa. I'd love to do that. Anything physical? I mean, where he actually had to walk instead of driving? You know, being so muscular, as you say.
I was coming to that. Last year, he went to Russia with some friends in their summer holidays, and they went up a mountain. Let's see. Mount Elbrus, it's called.
Wow, now that's really quite something. By the way, Elbrus is spelled E-L-B-R-O-S, isn't it?
Not quite. It's U-S.
Ah, OK. What qualifications does he have which would interest us? Has he done any sort of specialist training, for example?
Well, he's done a course in first aid, which may be pretty useful. If any of us get injured, he should know what to do.
Good. It might be useful to have someone who knows how to do first aid in case someone has an accident. Can he swim?
I didn't ask now you mention it. I forgot. But he did tell me he can hold conversations in 5 languages. He's not fluent in all of them, but he can get by. He grew up in India, and I suppose that helps, you know, for learning languages. Though now he lives over here.
Right. What else? Has he been to university, for instance?
Yes, he graduated in media studies, though he says he's never worked in the media.
OK. And when he's not off on expeditions to remote places, what does he like doing in his spare time?
He seems to do all sorts of things. One thing he told me, which could be useful, is that he likes fishing.
Yes, we'd better tell him to bring his fishing rod. That is, if we choose him.
And he seems to spend a lot of time at the gym. He says he really likes to keep fit. And when you meet him, you'll believe it's true.
Great. Another fitness fanatic like you. Well, sounds like I should meet him, doesn't it? When can you fix that up?